And welcome to the Grand Traverse Michael Bay Appreciation Society.
It's leveling out on the left hand.
I don't give a shit. It'll work. Okay. It does it anyway. Okay. Talk in the microphone.
Sorry.
Okay, so this is episode 4.
It's a huge train wreck already.
I know. I'm Michael.
I'm Jacob.
Not here. Jacob. Yeah. And Matt.
Yep, this is going to be a train wreck. I can already tell it. What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. Most people dropped out on Earth. At least you guys have not.
Yeah, at least we did hung out. You can watch a sweet documentary about 9/11 truthers whenever your day gets fucking done watching porno.
It's true.
This coke.
You did fall asleep to it. So, yeah. What's been up?
Not much. I mean, still don't have a job.
It's like true.
Unemployment. Do medical studies now.
I'm
seriously doing
that.
Medical studies. I had a medical study in Ann Arbor that was for obese people, quote unquote. So that means you have a 30 plus BMI, and I happen to have a 32 BMI.
That's fun.
So pretty much what happened was she rolled me in on, I want to say Wednesday? Thursday. I had to go in on Thursday, and they stuck an IV in my arm and withdrew blood. So they can check whether I am fine for this study.
Right.
And that's a screening test. And I think I get paid for that, but I'm not quite sure. I sure as shit hope I do, because that sort of stung.
Yeah.
And I guess the second screening is where they basically put me on an exercise bike. I gotta work as hard as I can. As hard. I was told by the doctor doing the study to work as hard as I can, because evidently it makes the rest of the study much easier.
Right.
If it looks like I worked as hard as I can.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much what happens is I go in the lab after the bike study, and I get food, and they give me food to eat. I have to stick to the strict regimen of food that they provided.
Oh,
I apologize.
Why did you do that on the mic?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Hold on.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
So, evidently, according to the doctor, because the doctor's like, so do you have any dietary restrictions? And I'm like, well, I've been vegetarian for a month, but if you pay me, I really don't fucking care. Like, I'd eat chicken if you paid me. And so she handed me the list, and she's like, well, we can just switch out the chicken for something else, but I just want you to know that when they give you the meals, it's all individually weighed out to within a gram. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then evidently I got to eat all of it, too. Like, she's like, oh, so when they hand you the French toast, make sure to put all the syrup on, because otherwise you're going to have to finish the syrup. And I'm like, that just sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. But, yeah, evidently, okay, so they hand me the food, and then I eat it at that night before 7, and I come in the next day, and they stick an IV in my arm, and they start, like, pulling blood out. And they give me breakfast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, according to them, like, takes place over the course of 5 weeks, but this doesn't really make any sense, because it seems like I stay in there for, I guess, according to the study I was sent, I stay in there for 2.5 days, and they
right.
perform the same study for like 2.5 days. Like, the first day I get an IV in my arm, they withdraw blood, they feed me, I do an exercise bike, I get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then I do the same day, but they stick another IV in my arm and they insert insulin, which could put me into diabetic shock, which is why, when I signed up for the study, she's like, oh, by the way, if anything goes wrong, we're not liable. Because you're a volunteer. And I'm like, oh, that sort of sucks, but $625 is a lot of money.
Nice.
And I'm like, I can pay 2 months of rent with that. And then they won't bother me for rent for a while. Oh, the other day I also sold stock to pay rent. I didn't know you could do that. Like,
really?
I called up my dad, and I'm like, Dad, I haven't gotten unemployment in well over a month, and I'm sort of behind on my money, and I need rent money for the month. What do you suggest I do? And he's like, well, I'll toss you a check. And then he calls me the next day, and he's like, oh, just call your stockbroker. And
nice.
I'm like, I have a stockbroker? That's really white of me. And so he's like, oh, just drive over to Merrill Lynch. And I drive all the way to Merrill Lynch, which, for the record, I was wearing, like, an overshirt. And it was off by a button, so I just looked goofy as shit and homeless. And I walk into Merrill Lynch.
You look homeless every day.
I know, I look like a hobo every goddamn day. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk into Merrill Lynch, and I start walking by the front desk, and the lady's like, can I help you? And I'm like, Oh, sorry. I'm here to see somebody on Merrill Lynch about trading some stocks. And they're like, okay, well, that's cool. You go to fifth floor. So I get in the elevator, and then, like, five or six businessmen come in after me. And I'm like, oh, this is sort of awkward. I'm in the corner. I'm just going to reach and push the five, and then I'll duck back into the corner and pretend like I'm not here. And then all of a sudden they start talking, and one of them opens his mouth, and the elevator just begins smelling like pee. Like, he had pee breath. It's like he blew a dude, and the dude peed in his mouth afterwards. I don't quite know how that works. It really was
very uncomfortable. So that's how you saved that story. Good.
Yeah. So I get out of the Merrill Lynch, out of the elevator in this weird building that Merrill Lynch is in.
Yeah.
And I walk up to the Merrill Lynch desk, and I'm like, hey, so I need to trade some stocks so I can pay rent. And I explain my entire situation. It literally probably takes about a minute. And the woman cuts me off and goes, oh, well, do you know the name of your stock advisor or something like that? I'm like, no, but I was told to come here and that they could deal with it. They're like, well, do you know where they're from? And I'm like, well, generally I trade out of Traverse City. And she just cuts me off right there and goes, oh, well, you're going to have to call Traverse City. Sweet. I just drove 3 miles and with a shitty shirt, just woke up, worried about money, and now I got to fucking sit on the phone and wait for a damn stockbroker. Which, for the record, highly recommend Merrill Lynch. They got back to me very promptly, and then they're like, where do you want us to send the check to? I was unaware that you could sell stock in, like, individual $1 increments. I thought it had to be in, like, $20 blocks.
Nice.
Come to find out, you can. So I paid the rent for the month. Well, not yet, but I will be on Tuesday.
That's fun.
Or Monday. That's my entertaining story of what's going on in my life. Oh, and we have a hobo that threatens to kill us.
Oh, that's good.
His name is Don. He does not have a gallbladder. Or I think it's a gallbladder. From years of drinking.
Oh.
Like, he had to have it surgically removed. And he can't drink anymore. Passes out on our porch occasionally, and we tell him to leave, and he threatens to stab us.
That's fun.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
So the same way it's been going through your garbage or whatever?
No, there's actually multiple hobos that go through our garbage.
Oh.
Like, I'll just walk out of my room, and I'll look out the second story window into the backyard, which is where our garbage is located, and 90% of the time there'll be a hobo. And some of them are crafty hobos, too, because some of them have cell phones. Like, there was a dude, like, digging through our garbage, talking on the cell phone.
How?
I don't know. He had a cell phone. Like, he had service. I don't know how the hell he had service, but he had service.
That's weird.
I saw a bum this morning when I went to visit you in Ann Arbor so we could come here. And so I was trying to park, which in Ann Arbor is, like, a feat. It's an ordeal, really.
That's what I hear.
And so I was driving around the block, and I saw this guy looking through the trash. I didn't know what he was looking for. He had a backpack. Huh. Some kind of shirt that probably had something funny on it. And so couldn't find a place to park, drove around the block again, saw the same guy walking across the street with a blue party cup, which I'm guessing is what he found in the trash, took a drink, and then threw the rest on the pavement and kept walking. Apparently he didn't find what he was looking for.
I hope his shirt was one of those shirts that said, like, the man, and then the arrow points upward, and then the legend, and the arrow points downward.
Nice.
I just wanted to see, like, an 8-year-old kid in one of those who clearly didn't know the context.
Who had that picture that they took of the homeless guy in Grand Rapids that was, like, in a sleeping bag playing a DS?
What? No, I've never seen that photo.
You never did?
That sounds awesome. I would love to see that
photo. I forgot who had it. It was, like, an old, like, fat DS, like a blue one. And
oh, there
was,
man. That is an excellent... Have I told you about Michael Jackson?
What about him?
The hobo? Well, he's not technically a hobo, but he does the Michael Jackson dance for money.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That dude's got some sweet videos up on YouTube, I tell you what. You should definitely, like, type in Michael Jackson Ann Arbor the next time you're up on that YouTube. There's that guy. Like, that guy's a cool hobo. There's this one guy who's always on, like, the street that I walk down to go pay my rent or go to the library, and he just sits next to the general store, and he'll walk by and he'll be like, dollar, got a dollar. Dollar, got dollar to everybody, regardless of whether they're wearing headphones or not. Like, he is clearly a diligent hobo.
Right.
And I will give him, like, $20, and he will be like, God bless you. And then I'll walk by again, like, half an hour later, and he'll ask me for more money. And I'm like, man, you have a hobo memory.
Well.
I'm not giving you any more money. I know what you're spending it on. The crack.
Also, my sister has an entertaining story where she got bit by a crackhead in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
That was a good one.
You should have your sister on the podcast.
Yeah, at some point. Probably before she leaves.
Yeah, just like, Nicole, I'm going to celebrate your leaving by having you on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then you will burn her in effigy. Literally, you will burn her in effigy and then take her house. That's how it'll work.
I don't think so. Yeah. No. So, yeah.
Oh, does the Korg DS allow you to tap out beats?
Kind of, yeah.
So you can be like...
Sort of, like, you can... There's, like, a sequencer, so you, like, place them in spots, and you can edit the sound.
I was hoping, like, you could tap the stylus on the DS, and it would tap the beat to the stylus.
There was, like, something for synth sequencer or something that you could just, like, kind of place it around, move it around, and like, fuck with the song.
Oh, damn it.
It's really hard. I was, like, going to make some form of, like, break or theme music with that, but that's really fucking hard.
I keep looking for, like, a software plugin or something for a GarageBand that'll let me tap out beats using the spacebar and the trackpad of my Mac.
Isn't there, like, a keyboard function?
If there was, it was loaded up. Oh, really?
It would bring up, like, a piano key, and then, like, certain keys would be accepted, but it would bring up, like, quarters of it, so it was hard.
I just basically want to be able to go, pow, 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 pow.
All I ever did was play with the loops, and I only played with the loops menu on that thing.
Okay, I haven't even delved that deep into GarageBand. It's way too complicated for me.
Loops.
Trent Reznor can understand it, clearly, because he's made everything on it since, like, two albums ago. He also did lots of drugs, so maybe that helped.
Yeah.
I don't know. The interface, like, I feel like the interface is way too clunky, and I can't understand it.
I mean, I'm in, like, old GarageBand. I don't know what the fuck they did with it lately, so...
I don't know. Just
I don't have a working
the interface generally confuses the crap out of me. I'm like looking at it. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I could figure out how to pull up the virtual keyboard and lay down some keys, but I would just like the ability to be able to tap out a beat using the spacebar.
Yeah, I doubt you can do that.
I don't think you can. If somebody designed like a software plugin of any sort, I don't know about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh man. Okay, so I don't know. I'm out of topics.
Yeah.
Your disk space remaining is 153 hours for recording.
Oh, that's good.
So we could run this podcast into the ground.
Do the 24-hour podcast.
Oh, God, don't do a 24-hour podcast.
That was Nick and
I. It's already been done. Loading Ready Run did it.
Yeah.
You're just, like, making weird noises.
Oh, that sure squeaks.
Like that one?
Yeah, I hope they got on the recording.
So ours would
that
be entertaining.
Really loud.
Leo Laporte did one, kind of like a video one, for like when the third gen, like 3G iPhone came out. And I was just like, oh. So we need to do a 48-hour podcast and top
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
It's easy. We just, Nick and I, we don't talk to each other for like 4 months, and then
okay, hold on.
Go.
When the Phantom gets released, you need to do a podcast.
Live from the Lighted Best Buy for the Phantom.
Live from... Who made Phantom? Do you remember? It wasn't Linden.
No, it was seems something like it Labs, was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. It had Labs in the name. I know that much.
God damn it.
I didn't know, like, all we ever saw was that fucking box that looked like an Xbox but had a computer in it.
Yeah, because you looked at
it. And it was clearly just like, we're just going to copy Microsoft's business model and try to present it as.
No, I like that, like, through the like fan hole, you saw, like, an actual motherboard.
Yeah, and I think there was a PS2 port or something.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I was just like,
Hard OCP broke that story.
That was fun.
It was, God, I'm glad, so glad that counts.
They made a lap board, I know that.
Yeah, they did actually make usable technology.
I mean, that's the only thing they've really ever made, I think. So.
You know what I'm thinking about lately? I really want a Triple E PC, and I don't know why.
A what?
Yeah, those mini netbooks or whatever that are like $200.
Yeah.
The ones that run Linux and like surf the internet, and not much else.
Yeah, not really.
I don't know. I feel like that'd be helpful because they evidently get like 3 hours battery life. So if I was to be like, oh, I'm gonna go downtown and chill at Borders and go surf the internet and drink their crap coffee, that'd be an extremely helpful device to have. Or maybe I'm going to sit down at the Ann Arbor bus station and troll the Craigslist postings.
Okay.
And be like, meet me at the bus station. I'm wearing sweatpants. I've got my Garfield sweatpants on. They say I hate Mondays.
Someone told me there's a like a bar or something where the waiters wear sweatpants but no underwear.
What?
It's like all dudes and they wear sweatpants.
That is completely untrue.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
Just because there you've never heard of it, there doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There is a sweet gay bar though,
called the Out Bar. It's and it's spelled A U with an umlaut T. It's excellently worded.
Is that the place that has like the fish bowls of Long Island?
I don't know if it does. No, the Necto has the fish bowl of Long Island.
Yeah.
God, the Necto is such a fucking cesspool though.
It's true.
Only except on Monday.
Monday is the best day to go. Monday is the best day to go if just for people watching. Like, I'm sorry that I'm an asshole, but you look funny in that outfit.
Yeah.
I can't help my comments.
You know, drunks are the best.
Well, I wish there was, honestly, just like a centralized location of bars in Ann Arbor to watch drunks, but there doesn't seem to be.
Well, there's a good one here. I mean,
like, my deck sort of works. Occasionally, drunken brawls will happen.
Nice.
Those are pretty neat, especially when, like, some dude gets thrown into a car and breaks the window.
Oh.
Yeah. Or, what happened the other night? Oh, so there's this are you familiar with BTB Burrito at all?
No.
Okay, a lot of people are, and I don't know why it's so popular, because their food's sort of shitty. But anyways, BTB has this thing referred to as a party bus. And the party bus is like $2 rides, plus it's stocked with food from BTB. So you can, like, the party bus drives around Ann Arbor late at night, picking up drunks, and they occasionally buy food. So they make more than enough to, like, power that bus around Ann Arbor.
Right.
Plus paying the driver, plus tips. And what basically happened, I wasn't around to see this. I only caught the S end of it, so I can't give you direct information. But the bus had pulled up across the street and, like, stopped. Like, literally came to a direct stop. The doors had flung open, and a naked dude just got out and took off down the block. And then, like, I came out, like, after the dude had taken off down the block, and his friends were just standing there, like, awkwardly holding his pants. And they're just, like, yelling. I think his name was Steven, but they just kept yelling Steven down the block. And eventually they got back onto the BTB bus, circled the block, like, 3 or 4 times. Never saw the naked dude again. I'm assuming he probably got tased by cops at some point.
That's awesome.
I don't really know.
Don't tase.
Oh! I was going to brew. This is a shitty joke, and I don't care. God. I was going to brew a German ale referred to as Don't Tase Me Brow. I know, it's a crappy brewing joke. I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Damn it, I wish there was more people here so I could bounce shit off.
I know, we're supposed to be like a clusterfuck of people. Like,
I know, it would have been awesome. Thanks, people.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like 7 people.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Maybe even 8.
Well, Nick was supposed to be here, but he's not feeling good.
That's fine. Nicholas is on every other episode, so he's totally exempt from everything.
Yeah.
He's also one of the coolest human beings alive, even though he plays Magic. But Magic isn't bad. Like, occasionally to pass the time in the house, we play Magic.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Mostly, like, if we get incredibly bored and there's nothing to do.
Magic Talk is, like, almost as bad as World of Warcraft.
I don't know. We wanted to start a GURPS campaign based on Deadwood.
Yeah,
you should watch Deadwood. You'd probably like it.
I tried watching one, and I was just like,
yeah. They toss around Cocksucker a lot, and it's a decent Western, I gotta say.
I'm not a huge fan of Westerns.
Okay, fair enough. I really like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, so I think that's why it appealed to me.
Word.
Yeah, word. Podcast is going nowhere.
How long have we done?
You're going nowhere.
I know, I'm not. Clearly just glued to this chair. In anticipation of every joke that I make. Because they're all horrible.
Oh.
It's fine. So how about this new Star Trek?
I hear it's good, but I'm not.
I'm probably going to go see it, because I see fucking everything that comes out.
I'm not paying money.
So what, are you saying you're going to download it illegally?
No.
Mikey, are you advocating piracy on the internet? On this podcast that is distributed freely via the internet?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Grant Harris Michael Bay Appreciation Society.
Yeah.
.blogspot.com.
It's just the acronym, right?
I know. I can never remember what the hell the acronym is. You set up the site. I didn't.
Yeah, well.
Join the Facebook group. Buy the t-shirts. Buy the CD. Buy the best of the Grant Harris Michael Bay Appreciation Society available now at your local FYE.
God, that'd be weird if they like
that'd be just a CD of clusterfuck horribleness.
Oh yeah.
Like people would be like, "Oh, this is funny," but only to a select group of people.
It's true.
Why am I laughing at this? That Stephen Hawking joke was horrible. I can't even understand the audio in this.
That episode was
kind of... Yeah, this episode had potential to be great if we could have figured out the damn audio issue.
Yeah, if we recorded it properly. That was the issue.
I don't know. I went back and re-listened to it, and some of Corey's jokes are awesome.
That's cool.
Like, some of the Pokemon stuff is hilarious.
I haven't, like, re-listened to it since editing.
You should re-listen to it, especially Corey's Pokemon jokes.
I don't really actually re-listen to any of these. I listen to it enough when it comes to editing.
Oh, damn it. Oh, also, earlier this week, Kevin Smith was on The Best Show.
Oh, nice. I haven't listened to that in forever.
You should listen to at least to that episode, because it's an excellent interview with Kevin Smith. And prior to that week, Martin Short. It was an excellent interview with Martin Short, too, nice. Where he talks about, like, beginning in SCTV and, like, developing his characters and why the fuck Jiminy Glick exists.
I miss Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick was funny. I'm sorry.
That was a great show.
Like, some of the shit was legitimately bad for a reason, but overall it was a funny show.
It's true.
The movie's great, too.
There's a movie?
Oh, man, you never saw Jiminy Glick in Hollywood?
No.
Yeah, okay. Martin Short plays Jiminy Glick, David Lynch... Like, it's a great David Lynch, too. And he plays somebody else, and Matthew Modine is in it.
Nice.
Because you remember how he always alluded to Matthew Modine.
Yeah.
In every episode. Yeah, that's Matthew awesome. Modine, like, plays Matthew Modine in Jiminy Glick. I think that's what the entire movie is about. Him trying to find Matthew Modine.
Nice.
Going to some film festival up in Canada. I don't remember. I just know it was shot on a very, very small budget and dumped straight to DVD.
Of course it was.
It's Martin Short. They don't really give him a budget.
Yep.
I really wish they'd release Clifford on DVD, though. Not a lot of people have seen it. That's fine.
They made the big red dog.
It's not the big red dog. It's totally different.
Didn't they make a movie with the giant red dog, though?
They did make a Clifford movie. I've never seen it, however. But Clifford is one of Martin Short's better vehicles, because it's Martin Short as a 40-year-old man playing a 13-year-old boy. Like, it's Martin Short...
Oh.
As himself,
yeah,
playing a 13-year-old boy.
Awesome.
I don't know how well I explained that, but it works on multiple levels.
It sounds amazing.
It's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen. They've been talking about it for like the past 4 weeks on Best Show.
Nice.
I went and like downloaded it again, and I laughed my ass off. Like, I can't recommend this. Also, I've run into like 3 people that don't know who Martin Short is.
What?
Yeah. And it blew my mind. I'm like, really? Yeah. That guy is one of the best comedic minds of our generation.
Yeah.
Him and Steve Martin should be up in the Hall of Fame. Not so much the past 10 years of Steve Martin.
Yeah. No, I still have his book. I have not read it yet.
Damn it, Michael. Oh, did you finish my DVDs?
Oh, Lucky Louie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done commentary. That's worth the...
Okay, excellent.
Really good.
Oh, how was the Louis C.K. show? Please recap.
Fucking amazing.
Will I drink this Coke?
Okay, well, I mean, it was fucking amazing. Todd Glass opened, which I didn't expect that, so I was excited. You know.
Do you know if he's talked about that on comedy yet?
On their podcast or whatever?
Yeah.
Have you
listened? I have not
bothered. They Regis Philbin did really like, yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty much it. But, yeah. Don't do that.
I'm your father.
Cheapo Star Wars. With a half-empty soda can, or pretty much empty at this point?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Also, I live with people who still haven't seen Star Wars. Wait, wasn't it you who hasn't seen Star Wars?
I've never seen Star Wars.
You're not missing.
Yeah, like, you're not missing out on much, but you should probably still watch it.
Well, my sister has never
seen it. At least 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, my sister hasn't seen it until, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, Sheree and Ashley, like, forced her to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the newer ones.
Yeah,
Okay, we pretty much came to a consensus. No. 1 and 2 are horrible. Like, by all means, 1 and 2 are horrible. 3's pretty terrible, but it's watchable.
I thought 3 was okay.
Yeah. Six is... terrible. Like, you would need to watch 6, but it's still pretty awful.
I'm trying to say,
Return of the Ewoks, man.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi. But,
yeah. The best one's probably 5.
Empire, I think, is the best.
That's 5. Because it's not even, like, George Lucas had nothing to do with it.
He produced everything, but he didn't direct.
Yeah, he didn't direct. He didn't write the script.
No, we won't scratch.
Yeah, maybe.
No, he. I've like watched the fucking A&E things. I have it all on DVD, and it came with the A&E like
crazy.
Thing. He like wrote everything at once, and then was like, "Oh, trilogy it. Fuck it.
Yep."
And then, like, he almost gave himself a heart attack while the duties of directing the first one, so he passed.
Maybe it would have been better if he'd had a heart attack.
Probably.
I'm sorry. That was mean. Have you seen THX 1138?
No.
You should watch THX. It's probably, like, Lucas'
Have you
special.
Seen American Graffiti?
I've never seen it. I don't know. I don't know. It's a musical, so I really have no interest in seeing it. Supposedly it's a musical.
I don't think it is.
Oh, I heard it was.
Wasn't that his first movie, though?
Yeah, I don't know if he directed it. I think he wrote it. I feel like he wrote it. No, THX 1138 is his first movie, and it's basically like George Lucas's personal 1984.
Boring.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Like, the sets are sweet, and it's got a... James Woods, I think, is in the title role.
Nice.
And James Woods is an excellent actor. He doesn't get used enough. He was excellent in that Hercules Disney movie. As Satan.
He was pretty good in that.
Yeah. James Woods is also in one of the only funny episodes of Family Guy, where he plays James Woods.
Oh, yeah. They had the Patrick Stewart in that episode.
Patrick Stewart was also in that episode. Like, James Woods is a vastly underused actor. He's great for comedic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of a lot of actors, though, aren't they?
Also, when we were driving... I think it was in Cadillac earlier today. Mm-hmm. We saw Hunter S. Thompson.
Man.
Yeah. It was... It was Ann Arbor. It wasn't Cadillac. We were driving and we're like, dude, that's Hunter S. Thompson. It was this dude who looked exactly like Hunter S. Thompson. Pretty sure Ann Arbor's where dead celebrities go to relive their life.
There was somebody else, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. I saw Sasquatch Battle the Wolfman in my driveway the other day, but I was also high as fuck.
I remember I was downtown here once, and
we saw Zach Galifianakis.
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, we saw Mitch Hedberg too.
For real.
So just like everyone fakes their death and goes to like Ann Arbor.
Yep.
Well, where else
would
he go?
That's the theory.
Detroit. I don't know.
They could go to Detroit. This is true. Also,
there's no reason to go to Detroit ever.
The bum.
No, there is, because I love that city.
Greektown's sweet.
Yeah.
Greektown is amazing.
So the Hellers Cafe is gone.
Mexican Town is sweet, too.
I haven't been.
Oh, you should really consider
going. I really want to.
I went there, and they have the best chips I've ever had, even better so than that one place that me and you and Nate went to.
Oh, yeah. Agave.
No, was it Agave?
I think so.
Maybe it was Agave. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they went. Okay. I'm about to hit some legal territory here, and I really don't care. Yeah. So, one of my roommates, names remain anonymous,
good.
Is totally underage and can't legally drink. So, we go to Mexican Town, and he's like, oh, whatever, they're not going to ID me. They ID him, hands them the ID, they look at it, hand it back, hand him alcohol.
I've been to my sister and Riley in Greektown a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Also, when I went to Greektown, I paid a homeless bum $1 to tell me where the best food was.
Yeah.
Pointed me in the completely right direction, so when I got the rest of my change back, I gave him a secondary dollar.
Nice.
Nicest guy ever. I can't... Oh, yeah. Thank you, homeless bum, you have an iPod and subscribe to this.
Yeah, I'm pissed I got rid of the Hell's Cafe. Like, the thing's been open for over 100 years.
That was my
favorite place. The goddamn best lamb chops in the world.
There's supposedly a place where you can get, like, a lamb gyro for, like, $7, and it's piled to the ceiling with lamb meat. But I don't know where it is. Like, my friend Andrew knows where it is. I just don't. But, yeah, I went to the cheapest place I could find a gyro at, and I'm like, okay, so can I get this to go, and can I get a veggie gyro? And then she tosses the order in the back. This lady rolls out, like, from the back, who's clearly washing dishes. She's got on a chef's apron, and, like, a jacket of sorts, and a pair of shorts made out of garbage bags. Not making that last part up. Totally a pair of shorts made out of garbage bags.
Awesome.
It was really weird. I'm like, I don't know if I trust my food being prepared by somebody who wears garbage bags as clothing.
That's awesome.
Especially in Greektown.
But
the establishment looked clean, and the man who owned it was clearly Greek.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I just went with it, and it was delicious. Also, have you been to the sweet shop in Greektown?
Oh, the bakery?
Yeah.
That bakery is the best.
I know. I got some baklava, and I got a walnut roll.
They have good
coffee. And I think I came
too.
In my pants. Like, it was that good. I'm literally just like, oh, my mother, fuck.
Why do you have to do that?
Sorry.
Just kidding. Like fucking.
What, I have to preface it with something.
No, you just could have left it coming, came in my pants. You didn't have to go.
I'm gonna Twitter about my coming in my pants.
Oh, Twitter.
At TV's Travis. Today, I tweeted about my cum in my pants.
Now I have to edit something.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
he's not going to listen to this.
I don't care.
Remember that time I ranted about him in the fucking edited sound one, and you didn't edit that for crap?
I think I stopped caring because the sound sucked. I'm like, yeah. I can barely hear it.
Dude, he's not going to subscribe to this. Remember that time he tried to make a podcast about ghosts or whatever the fuck?
He really didn't. He had one episode, and then nothing came of it.
He made a 5-minute demo. A really horrible demo with that. Like, half of it was him talking to somebody who was trying to call in on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't figure it out.
I think Skype people. That'd be awesome.
I know. If we could figure out Skype, this would be the best.
I know. Well, like, first
invite
of all.
Invite people from the internet.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, like.
Hey, anonymous. Be a podcast.
I get it. Well, like, you at least hear in the headphones better, but, like, it just doesn't record loud enough.
I don't know. I figure there's got to be some plugin for Skype or something.
Yeah, it'll work. I mean, we just, I don't know. Like,
you'd have to normalize the audio levels is what you're
probably
saying.
Something. Yeah. Or that I'd have to go through shit and be like, you get to be louder.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, sweet. The Skype program's really fucking tinny or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
God damn it, Sam. Get off the couch so I can watch the documentary on conspiracy theorists.
How long have we been going on for?
About 32 minutes.
Still no 10.
That's fine. I can definitely riff for another 10.
Riff.
I'm trying to think if I got any better stories, though.
I know. You're kind of like wasted all of them.
Pithy on these stories.
Craigslist trolling right now?
This isn't really so much of a troll as it is a really entertaining post.
Okay.
But I posted a misconnections that said M for W. But then when you opened it up, it actually said this doesn't mean to say M for W. It means to say M for grill. And it was all about how I saw a grill in somebody's yard and how I really wanted to get with it because it looked like it could roast some vegetables good. I think I got like 3 good responses to that.
Awesome.
I haven't really trolled anybody on Craigslist, but the free section's the bomb.
Yeah, I think I just got hooked
up with some sweet classic PC games.
Nice.
Because some guys were like, oh, I don't need these anymore. And
what
I think
you got?
2 of them were like Gabriel Knight adventure titles.
Nice.
Which I don't know if you've ever heard of. But you probably have.
Yeah.
And one was the original Phantasmorgia.
What one?
Phantasmorgia, I think that's how you say it. It's a Sierra Adventure Games horror title.
Huh.
But it's like one of the first adult games to ever come out. Like, it's adult in the sense that there's tits. Like,
oh, of course. Well, isn't that
really
most
bad
games?
Pixelated
isn't that
tits.
Most games these days?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything ever really just means lots of swearing.
God of War has boobs.
Yeah.
Like, that game, and that game sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same every time around. I liked it, like the first one.
I don't know, man. Maybe sitting in, like, kid's house and watching him play it for hours on end totally numbed me to the concept.
Yeah, I probably would. That would probably do it for anyone.
And I'm just like, this looks boring as fuck. Like, beat-em-ups are not my thing.
That one was really entertaining. The boss battles were really good.
The boss battles are really sweet until your roommate keeps dying every time.
Well,
and the story never progresses. And you're like, oh, that's cool. I've seen this cutscene like 90 times.
Well, if you're just doing it on hard mode, then yeah.
Yeah, because he has to beat everything on hard mode.
Why?
I don't know, because he has to be a completist. It doesn't make any sense. I mean,
I'm glad he doesn't have an Xbox, then. The 360, because you would be a complete achievement, or...
No, he has a PS2.
Ooh.
As far as I know, he only has, like, a PS2, a Super Nintendo, a Wii.
Ew.
I think he has a Genesis, maybe.
Nice.
I'm missing one. Oh, an N64.
Yeah.
Because I miss going over there and playing Super Mario Kart 64. Even the Double Dash is the bomb, as far as party games. You still have Double Dash?
Somewhere.
Damn it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Damn it. Oh, you don't have your Wii. Jimmy has your Wii.
Yeah, Jimmy still has my Wii.
You need to get that back.
Yeah, I asked him when I saw him the other day, and he was like, no.
Wow. You need to beat Jimmy up.
I'm just like...
Take your property back.
Well, his brother bought Metroid for him, and I guess he's not done with it. And I'm just like, just give me $200, you can fucking have it.
How much does it retail for?
I don't know.
I feel like it retails for $150.
No, it only retails for $250.
Oh, well then why would you sell it for below retail?
Because it's old.
Fair enough, I guess.
I mean, I don't care. I just
$200. It's Jimmy. I mean,
it's Jimmy. Anyone else probably would have said $400 because it comes with a bunch of games and like controllers.
Oh man, that photo of Neo.
Oh god,
yeah. Photo of Neo. It looks like he ate himself four times.
Oh god, that was funny.
Like he inverted upon himself four times and expanded horizontally.
What's he been up to? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. He appeared at that Puckett's wedding, and it's all me and Spalding know. I'm allowed to say last names, right?
Not really. I prefer not.
Okay, well, whatever. It's not like I'm only talking crap about people that aren't going to listen to this.
Yeah.
It's Neo. Clearly, like, Neo's in no contact with anybody up in our friend group.
It's true.
I guess he has a kid still. I'm amazed CPS hasn't taken that away. I'm sorry. That was mean.
All right.
You'd think for like a dude who parks behind a guy at a LAN party and then a guy hits his car because his car's so damned low to the ground.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
I didn't even hear about a heart. It was just like Tink.
He's
like,
yeah, I'm just like Tink. And then he threw a temper tantrum. And I'm like,
God, exchange insurance information.
You're a baby. And then like we exchange insurance and my insurance went up by like $20 because that guy's a prick.
Yeah.
And then, trying to think of anything else. Oh, I remember there was like that one LAN party where like illicit material was being shared over the network and we brought it up with
so
it.
Every
like
LAN party?
Not good illicit material. Very bad illicit
like
material.
Like
CP?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, like, and then I brought it up to him and he's just like, I don't care. I'm like, wow, you're a horrible admin. What the hell was that noise?
I don't know. It sounded like, I don't know. It wasn't even audible, probably.
It probably wasn't, but it sounded weird.
It sounded like a screw fell out somewhere.
Okay, well, I'm moving the table, but nothing's happening.
Yeah, whatever.
It's fine. Where's Cesar? I want to do a cat-to-person interview with Cesar.
He's in the garage.
Oh, we should go get him, and then he'll meow into the phone, into the thing.
I'm good. Did you see the new Between Two Ferns or whatever?
Oh, it was Natalie so good. Clinton. I showed her it, too.
Oh, God, that was just so
awkward. So, in V for Vendetta, did you have a V for Vagina? and I don't know if that's scripted or not, because honestly, the things from Natalie Portman look pretty accurate.
Yeah, they look pretty genuine.
She looks pretty shocked.
And Galifianakis kind of, like, thrives on creating fucked up, awkward situations in a way.
Oh, can I smell it? What? That's so weird.
God, find that one.
Damn it, Galifianakis. When are you going to come remotely anywhere near us?
Yeah.
Instead of working on your sweet farm.
Yeah, in like South Carolina or whatever.
I think it's South Carolina. Yeah. It's in that Kanye West video.
Yeah.
Like, that's his farm.
It's true.
I guess.
He's pretty much stopped doing stand-up, though. He doesn't really do it that often.
Oh, yeah. Bruh. Oh, have you seen the trailer for...
The Hangover?
Yeah.
That looks fun.
It legitimately looks entertaining. The new trailer is so good. It's got Mike Tyson singing in the air tonight.
And then punches.
And then he punches Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And then Galifianakis has one line throughout the trailer. Where it's like, I didn't know Mike was that mean or something. I don't know. I didn't know Tyson could hit that hard.
That was fun.
It looks really good.
I'm still like completely indifferent about the Star Trek though.
I don't know, man. I just want to watch it for the cameos.
Not Patrick Stewart.
Randy Pausch has a cameo.
Not Next Generation. Don't care.
I don't care. Randy Pausch has a cameo. That guy was sweet.
Who?
He was this I want to say Harvard teacher who knew he was. He did the last lecture. Remember that?
No.
Okay. Well, he was this Harvard guy who like knew he was gonna die. So he basically designed an entire lecture all about, look, I'm going to die, and this is what I'm going to do with my life before I die. So you should all try to follow in my footsteps.
Right.
And try to make some change in this world. And evidently, like, he made a book, made a fucking PowerPoint, Al Gore style. Became famous for dying. He's a pretty nice guy, I gotta say. The lecture's pretty entertaining as well.
Yeah, but also J.J. Abrams.
Whatever.
Him.
I'm not going to hold it against the guy.
I will, because he's never done anything to prove to me that he's good. Lost is dumb.
Lost is dumb. Lost is very dumb. I wish. Lost takes place in 1973 now.
Rest 5 and the present, 1975.
Yeah, I live with this kid, and he's all about Lost. And I'm like, so does it take place when? And he's like, oh, 1973. And I'm like, what? But there's technology in there that exists now, but didn't, whatever.
Yeah, it's some weird time.
I'm not even going to bother until that fucking show's done, and then maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, Battlestar.
Probably
better.
Not.
Battlestar.
How's the new thing?
What new thing?
The new Battlestar spinoff thing.
Oh, the Caprica thing?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. I heard it was good, though.
Okay, it's only on DVD, right? It didn't run on Sci-Fi?
It's going to, but I just threw it on DVD now, but I think it's going to, like, this fall or something.
Oh, so the thing on DVD is going to run in the fall?
Yeah, they just threw it out there now.
Is there extra shit in the fall?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I'm sure it was, like, commentary or not. But actually, like, I heard it was good, and no one expected it to be good, but...
Well, that's cool. I've still not watched a single episode of Battlestar.
Really good.
I know, you. And then you called me, like, the day it ended, and you're like, this is disappointing.
It was a little disappointing at times. Well, the two things, really. One was, like, it was... heavily focused.
Spoilers! Everybody, fast forward for 2 minutes if you don't want the ending for Battlestar spoiled. Go!
Well, I mean, first, it's not really spoilery, but it's like, it's heavily god intensive. At like, towards the end of it.
End spoiler.
No, I was thinking Starbucks never explained.
Begin spoiler.
But yeah, I mean, it was still like a pretty good ending for the whole thing.
And spoiler. Circle bracket thing. I don't know. HTML tag.
I don't make it scaled.
Post on a forum.
Just lie and make shit up now.
God damn it, I'm out of things.
Where are we at?
We're at 42 minutes. No, we're at 41.
No.
41, 45. I'll just keep counting.
No.
I know. We're going to make a podcast all about numbers. We're going to make a podcast where I count to a billion. It would be...
only do prime numbers.
Oh, God. I don't even know prime numbers.
Nice.
I didn't pass math.
Oh, prime numbers are the ones that can be divided by...
themselves.
Yeah. One of themselves.
7.
Yep. That would be one.
14.
Nope.
21.
No.
Nope.
I'm out.
He's doing multiples of 7 now.
Yep.
Wow.
13
seven
is 7
is my favorite number.
3 11. Is 1, right? 3?
3.
I feel like, yeah.
I think, yeah.
5.
Feel like, yeah.
Yep. Mm. So, yeah. Prime numbers.
31.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Martin Luther King's birthday, also known as Mother's Day, is tomorrow.
That's fun.
Yep. You know what?
Yeah, I got...
Did you get Joan anything?
Uh-huh.
Did you get Joan anything?
Nope.
You came from her?
Yeah.
Get her something. Remember that time you wandered around drunk in the middle of Meyer and you bought Sam, like, a fan? Or something?
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, we went to Meyer's. That's where I got him for Father's Day. It's it's Play-Doh, sparklers, and, like, a pinwheel.
Do that for Joan. I'm sure she'd love it.
Well, I only have like 3 bucks, so.
Oh, okay. Then buy her a birthday card that says Happy Birthday, Hitler.
I'm just going to make her one. I think it'll be better.
That'll work.
It's just in the 50th birthday card I made her. That was the best.
Oh, yeah? Why?
It was like a guy setting himself on fire. And it was like something about how, like, don't kill yourself because you're 1 year, like, closer to death or something. You know, so over
wait.
The hill.
Hold on. Hold on. Was it a Buddhist monk that didn't
oh, God. It showed us that. Shit. Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
That is awesome.
Hey, what about, why don't you just do that for this year's card?
That is irrelevant, isn't it?
It's whatever. How old is she now? 38? For the longest time, you thought she was 24, okay?
29.
Whatever.
For the first 16 years of my life, because every time I'd ask you to say 29. And then finally, like, my dad told me the year she was born, and then I got to figure it out.
It's excellent.
I know, so, most, yeah. That bitch.
You should just make her a cake with poison.
No. I like my mom.
I know.
Joan's badass.
Die the cat. Die Cesar. Give him to her as a gift. Dye him bright green and be like, look, Joan, it's a giant furry ball of marijuana. Wow. He loves you.
Oh, Christ.
Paint pot leaves on his back. And then Joan will attempt to smoke Cesar.
Shut up.
That's what happens when I run out of things.
Well, it was pretty funny. So it's okay.
It was horrible.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Not funny.
That was pretty funny.
Dude, at least there wasn't a Holocaust joke.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, you need to make her a birthday card with a Buddhist monk setting himself on fire. And then be like, here's
hoping. I think I've done the fire theme already.
And then the birthday card has to say, here's hoping your beliefs don't burn out, too.
Well, yeah, her birthday is coming up later, in the end of the month.
That's what you should do, I'm telling you.
Or get the Vietnam photo of the guy being shot in the head.
Or, hold on, you can get her a birthday cake, and the birthday candle can be the monk.
With the wicks all out. No, you know how you can get, cakes with, photos, on
it? Oh, God, you could, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be an excellent cake. And then she'll be like, Michael.
I'll do that for your birthday with 9/11.
What, we're just going to use 9/11 still footage?
Yeah, we'll just take a picture of the planes crashing the tower. Uh-huh.
I got fat.
Yeah.
Your shirts never fit you.
I know.
It's true, they never do. Not do that, please. You're not. Of course it's picking it up.
It's awesome.
You're hitting the fucking microphone against your fucking gunt.
Oh, God, don't call it that.
Yeah, that's what it is. You need a gunt girdle.
Horrible.
Stop fucking with my computer. Stop it.
Okay. I won't.
Don't press those. I'm not going to do anything.
They're not doing... Oh, here they are. They're doing things.
Yeah, they adjust.
Yeah, they adjust what it displays. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's pretty much dumb.
Yeah. Can we be done with this? And kick Sam off the couch and watch Conspiracy Theory thing?
I don't know.
Please?
I guess.
I've got nothing, man. I'm out. If there was 8 people here, I could bounce shit left and right.
I know. Well, that didn't work the fuck out now, did it?
I know.
Don't do that. No. Just stop it.
Okay, my father.
Stop talking to the Coke can with a microphone against the Coke can. Which is weird.
I've got asthma.
No, you don't.
I know. I feel like I'm done with this.
Okay, well,
you want me to just hit stop?
Well, let me say goodbye and tell people to
I already hit stop, sorry.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you're right, I didn't.
Ha, ha, ha.
Just tell people goodbye and...
Alright, so anyway.
Alright, that sounds good.
I guess we're done.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Please email us. That would be fun.
hotdogdawg@gmail.com.
Not at all. But
29.
I could register that. It's probably already taken.
It's probably taken. Don't email that address.
Yeah. gtmbaspodcast@gmail.com. You should do that because you're disappointing us by not ever
emailing us. If you give us topics, we'll talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, come on, asshole.
I'll Skype in and talk about reverse racism.
I have enough headphones that reach for that to work.
What?
I don't have enough headphones that reach for that to work, and I don't even think it'll record, so.
Skyping?
So you could hear it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So,
gotcha.
Great, so Nick and I could hear you, but, whoever else is fucking here wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. So you'd be like, we would laugh at the jokes, and then it'd be like, oh, what's so funny?
Exactly. Okay, well, thanks, see you around.
Bye.